I must say, ladies and gentlemen, listen, moment of silence. JD's at his lowest.
Yeah, this I do take it? Medicine for it.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The lowest of what? Ladies and gentlemen, morning mess. That's Sienna. I'm Joey Boy, and that's JD. What's going on, buddy?
That's right. I feel like my dating life has hit an all-time low, and I'm trying to see whether it's just because we're all working so much, and by the end of the day, I just don't have any energy to talk to anyone.
Right.
I'm trying to just kind of figure out, why aren't I thirstier?
But, maybe you gotta post up some thirst traps.
I know, yeah. Well, I don't know if that would help my case at all.
Can you let him borrow that Cabo swimsuit of yours?
Yeah, yeah. I'll definitely let the leopard print one.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, maybe I do need to be a little bit more thirsty, but I just got reminded because the tickets just got sent to my inbox. I put in tickets because someone had hit me up, a girl had hit me up and be like, hey, can you get Rufus Du Sol tickets?
Yeah.
Am I even saying that right?
I'm not sure.
That's how I would say it.
Rufus Du Sol.
Yeah.
I have seen how crazy this concert has gone since whoever this is. I don't know if it's one person, if it's three people, four people. But ever since it went on sale, I've had people, girls hit me up and be like, hey, do you think you can get tickets to this? And so I got them. And one of the girls, unfortunately, is going to Noah Kahan, who is next door, because this concert is at a mortgage matchup. So now I have just reached my low of going to concerts where I know zero about the person performing. And now I have to find anyone who wants to go to this show, or do I just give these tickets away?
Do you want to go with my ex-wife? She's on Instagram begging someone to take her.
Are you serious?
Yes. No, this is like the hot girl.
I know. This is like a big show.
I don't know Rufus Du Sol. I literally searched it. I'm like, oh, this is my vibe.
I need to be put on game because I don't know who this is.
This is like house music, but I feel like you're in Ibiza.
Uh-huh.
And I like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was unfamiliar with them, but I like the vibes. I grew up in L.A., in L.A., I grew up going to these warehouse ditch parties and raves. And so I still like every once in a while those rooftop vibes of just some cool house music. And they sell out everywhere they go. So I requested tickets. I don't know if I'm going to get some, but beautiful ladies are trying to go to this, dog.
People that normally aren't talking to me ever.
So do you feel used?
I'm okay with that.
Make them fight for it, John.
I wish it was more like this, because I asked a few girls to go with me to Benson Boone, and they were like, ah, we're good. Rufus Du Sol, my inbox going crazy right now.
So then you're just choosing then?
Not necessarily, because a couple of them already got tickets. And then this other person that I was going to bring is going to Noah Kahan instead.
Just hit up the Morning Mess right now, or get into the actual JD Instagram. Let's hook them up, Sienna.
Okay.
Call in right now,
602-805-0101.
More time,
602-805-0101.
If you want to go with JD, let's play The Bachelor, The Rave Chiller. If you want to go to the Rave Chiller, it's kind of like a rave to me. If you want to go with JD, call in. Me and Sienna are going to ask you a few questions. Do we ask the questions of this girl, or should JD?
Well, I want to ask at least one. I just want to be a part of it.
We've done this before, right? Don't we each get a question?
Yes, we do.
We each get a question with anybody willing to go out. Single, obviously.
They have to be single, Joe.
Can they have kids?
No, they can't have children.
Okay, no kids, single, into the lifestyle, want to enjoy a nice night with JD. Do you want to just meet them at the concert, or maybe meet before, maybe get to know each other a little bit?
I like to meet before. I like a little handies downtown before we go into the show.
I thought you said I need a little handy.
I thought the same thing.
I was like, jeez.
I'm sorry, Hanny's.
Like, Hanny's.
Hanny's, the restaurant.
Yes.
Hanny's.
I heard the same thing, and I was like, there's no way he said that, though.
I'm so sorry.
Not live on our air, he did it. That's crazy.
So maybe have some drinks, a margarita pizza.
Hey, the last time this happened, you guys remember Aspen?
Yes, it worked out in your favor.
Yes, yeah. I remember she went to Timberlake.
Yes.
Right?
Was yes. It Timberlake? Uh-huh. She was a vibe.
She was off the chain.
And we all went.
Uh-huh.
We all went, yes.
So you got to request tickets. That way we can make it a triple date again.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I need a date. I don't have a date for it either. So call the 9, JD. Call the 10 for me.
Okay.
Yeah, but call in, and you want to go to JD to this concert.
Yeah, I'm excited because I know they're going to be good, because a lot of random people are hitting me up about it. Yeah. Latina preference?
Oh, yeah, throw that in there.
Latin preference.
Maybe a Latina, single, no kids. JD would love to take you there.
Interested in Hanny's.
Hanny's.
Before.
It's a restaurant.
Yes, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Awesome vibes in there. Anything else that's a prerequisite of girls calling to maybe go with you?
No, I think that's
anywhere she can live. Anywhere in the valley.
I'll even get your Uber.
Ooh.
You know, if you if you live close.
What's your limit?
Probably Tempe.
Tempe. Damn, okay.
Man, these boxes have to be checked out. A hot girl was calling in right now, but she lives in Gilbert. She's like, all right. Yeah. No, you got to expand it.
Hey, dog, that Uber's crazy from Gilbert to downtown.
You expand a little bit. Tempe's not far.
I know. That's come like on. 10, 15 minutes from downtown.
Okay, anywhere that's on the streets, the avenues, we got to cancel you out on.
Jesus.
I'm kidding.
Discrimination.
All is involved.
Most Latinos live on avenues.
I know. Yeah, you're cooked.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. Look, all the phone lines just died right now.
All the balloons popped, you know, on the dating show.
Latina, no kids, they all died out. And then the avenue's done.
Live 8 miles from downtown. Jesus. All right. Well, we're looking for a unicorn right now. Looking for a unicorn to join JD at Rufus del Sol in downtown.
Yes. Let's have some fun, man.
All right, let's request some tickets. I want to see this. And I can't wait to get my question. I need the question. Because here's the thing on the show. Whoever comes onto the show that we're dating, the other members have to approve as well, because then they be part of our small circle of friends.
Yes, exactly.
It's kind of like that show that we all love. We used to watch back in the days. Remember Jersey Shore, the cast? We're always just like, you know, if someone's dating one of the members, everyone's like, you got to go through us first.
Exactly.
Because you're going to be part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same here.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So taking your calls. Who wants to go out with JD?
Let's do it.